guys, and welcome back to my channel. I'm not in my home office at the moment, so I had to do a little bit of improvising, and I'm using my AirPods as my microphone, and yeah, just sitting on a cozy lounge floor, so hopefully it works. I did a little poll on my Instagram story about what kind of topics you guys would like to see. So the main one was actually about weight loss, and there's a few others about which dairy-free milk to choose, how to make social media a positive space, and going into plant-based nutrition deep dives. But weight loss definitely overtook everything. So there's two different parts. One of them is 10 reasons you're not losing weight with like things that people are doing wrong. And then the next part will be some of my tips and tricks on like how I keep my body in shape and how to maintain the physique of your dreams long term, and like in a nice holistic easy way that you can kind of just implement into your day-to-day habits. So stay tuned for both of those. I'm inspired to do this video because I'm finally doing the biggest launch I've done in so long for my nutrition business. So I'm launching Back to Your Roots, which is an 8-week program which is dedicated to women who want to forget the rules and numbers and lean back into their intuition. So that is so exciting. That's everything that I live by. It's an education-based program because I thought there's a million meal plans and workout guides out there where people just tell you exactly how much to eat. And I was just listening to this podcast the other day, and it was so interesting. The lady who specializes in period health, she actually said in our luteal phase, which is the week before our period, we actually need between 100 and 300 extra calories per day. So I just found that so interesting, especially for people who are following meal plans. That's like, you need to be eating this much every day. That's a male's cycle. They are the ones who live by a 24-hour cycle. We live by a 28-day cycle. And just different things always happen. Like if you're sick, you might be more or less hungry, or depending on how well you slept, depending on what kind of exercise you're doing, like if you did a heavy leg day or if you had a rest day. Like, I just like to make my nutrition work for me, and I'm so in tune with my body. I know how much I need. Like, just, I want to teach you guys how to do the same and listen out for your body's signals, so you can, like, you don't have to weigh out every single thing. You don't have to weigh yourself. You can lean into what your body is trying to tell you and do what feels good. So that is launching on Monday the 31st of October. It's actually very, very soon. So there will be a community feature as well. So we'll have a group chat where everyone can share their success and share their wins and ask different questions and talk about different things they're struggling with and get support from other people on the same kind of journey. So I'm so excited to get that underway, and I'm just so excited to be back in my nutrition business after this extremely busy period doing the DJ competition and practicing my sets for different bush diffs and training for the bodybuilding show, which I've decided to postpone till April, unfortunately. So I'll be going harder on that next year when I can be like fully focused with absolute minimal external distraction. So that's where I'm at. Let's get into the video. And don't forget, you can sign up for Back to Your Roots via the link below. So 10 reasons you're not losing weight. Number one is cutting carbs. I think cutting carbs is an extreme restriction because it is a very important macronutrient, and our brain is like our brain's primary fuel source as well. It also can affect our workouts because that's the fuel that our bodies would first tap into when we're exercising. So if we're not having any carbs, first of all, people lose a lot of water weight and think it's fat loss, and because it's so unsustainable, they can't go out for dinners with their friends, they can't go out for drinks. It's so restricted that they fall off, and then they're like, oh yeah, I'm starting my diet again on Monday. This is usually like what I see in the keto world anyway. So then people are like, oh yeah, I'll start keto diet again soon. So why are you starting another diet again soon? Like, your diet should be something that you should be able to do forever. Your diet just refers to the way you eat in day-to-day life. You don't have to be like on a diet as such. It can also negatively impact your sleep because carbs actually help us to sleep better. So sometimes, because I'm so in tune with my body, I know I'll be like laying in bed, and like I do have carbs in my dinner as well, but sometimes I'll be laying in bed and I'm like, you know what? I can't sleep until I have a peanut butter sandwich, and I'll get up and I'll make it and I'll eat it, and then next thing you know, I'm asleep. And just like, I don't know, it's just like helps send you off at the end of the day, and it's just so satisfying, and I feel like it's something that we need in our diets personally. Number two is you're too sedentary. moving lots in our day-to-day lives helps us burn more calories even if we're not exercising. So I noticed I actually work from home a lot, so I'll spend long periods of the day just at my computer. So I'm not the best at this, but I understand how it works. So on those days I'm on my computer for a long time. Usually in the afternoon I'll break it up, so I'll go to the gym around 2 p.m. or whatever, then I'll walk the dog and I spend the whole afternoon outside moving around and maybe finish off some work at night time. But I also work at a health store and Whole Foods cafe, so you definitely notice it when you're like walking around, you're cleaning shelves, you're serving customers, doing the dishes, clearing tables, unpacking boxes of stock, and you're just like moving around a lot more. You burn more calories, so it's a lot better for you. So think about days in your think about ways in your day-to-day life where you can start to move more and just be more active. Number three, you're not eating enough calories. This can make you feel lethargic, it can give you some brain fog, it can make you feel more tired, it can also affect your workouts, it can deplete your body of nutrients if you do it for too long. And our metabolism will also adapt to eating less food. So if you're on a diet and then you eat less and then you eat less, your body slowly adapts over time to only eating that amount of food. So you can reverse it kind of and slowly introduce back more food into your diet, and then your body will adapt and adjust as long as you're exercising and doing all those kinds of things as well and working on building muscle. But definitely eating too little calories can be detrimental long term compared to eating more food. Number four, not eating enough veggies and fibrous high volume foods. So I used to always think kale would be disgusting. I'm not that kind of person who would like, I used to never be that kind of person who would go out and like buy kale, like ew. But if you get kale and you like massage it with some avocado or olive oil so it's like soft on the plate, I actually fill up half my plate with kale, and my dream dinner is actually like kale with either salmon or some kind of vegan chicken schnitzel or crispy tofu done in the air fryer, and potato or half a can of butter beans as well, all of that onto a plate, and then a sprinkle of pumpkin seeds. That's like my dream food, or hemp seeds or sunflower oil, so beautiful as well. But eating like large volumes of veggies just does wonders for your digestive system. It helps everything move through your body. It helps you feel fuller on less food as well. And people always say like, oh my God, like people who eat really strict, they don't eat any dressing, which I couldn't eat gross, stabby kale with no dressing. So having a little bit of dressing that allows you to eat all these veggies is not actually the worst thing in the world. There's another kind of oil I discovered in New Zealand, which was my favorite. I've got to get some more shipped over. It was called Kokavo. So they had different flavor infusions. There's coriander, lime and ginger, lemon turmeric, chili lime, or just plain. But that's what got me into veggies, was doing these huge stir fries with this flavorsome oil. I have to get my hands on some more. It's like, oh my God, it was so amazing. But some other natural homemade dressings you can do is tahini, rice malt syrup, and olive oil. So it's kind of like, oh, and lemon juice. So it's kind of got a little bit of a tang, but it's kind of sweet, but kind of creamy, kind of oily. It's really, really delicious. You just need like a spoonful of each and just mix it in a cup and pour it over. That one is beautiful. A couple of others you can just do basic lemon oil, lemon juice with olive oil, or just a balsamic glaze is beautiful as well. Number five is overtraining. I feel like your body goes into overdrive mode and your workouts become less effective. You can't recover properly. When you're training, like you're breaking the muscle down. So if you're doing the same muscle group too many days in a row, or just not giving yourself that break to repair, then you're just like not optimizing your full recovery mode. Most people, when they see me, they think that I'm training 7 days a week, probably twice a day. And honestly, I go about four times a week. I have just had, honestly, about 3 weeks off as well. I've probably gone twice in 3 weeks, which is like unheard of for me. But I was training for WBFF for like a long time. I was going through my bulk phase. I was trying to do my cart. I didn't track the food. But I just had so much stuff come up in my life and decided to postpone. So now I've kind of just given myself a break. Like, you know what? Just rest for a second. And it's been really nice. Like, I'm going to get back into it today, but had a bit of a break with the food, ate some takeaways, and I'm like, you know what, it's just nice to recover and just not have that pressure, and I can start back fresh, and we'll probably start back actually, like, once I get into it, be stronger than I was before because I've had that proper recovery. Number six is relying on the scales. Honestly, put your scales away and just go off how you feel and how you look in the mirror each day. That's what I do and what I find most effective. I saw this really good reel that's popped up before. I have seen that in the past as well. And she's like, this is a pound of fat and this is a pound of water. And people think they're putting that on overnight when they wake up a little bit heavier. They're like, oh my God, I put on all this fat. But it's not. Our bodies go through so many changes and it just naturally fluctuates throughout the day. It can depend on what you eat. It can depend on how much water you've drunk, if you've exercised, our monthly cycle, what kinds of foods have you eaten? Have you eaten more salty takeaway foods or more whole foods? It's all going to affect your weight and like the water that we hold onto and everything. So don't freak out about the scale weight. I always think as well, lots of people often find they look better when they are actually heavier because they've built more muscle and they actually have more shape to their body. So putting on weight isn't always the worst thing in the world either. Not being consistent or patient. Building muscle, losing weight, any kind of results take time. I heard this interesting thing once that said, when you're thinking about losing weight, think about how long it took you to put on the weight. Most likely it's not a few weeks. Most likely it's habits that have built up over years or at least several months. So don't think like you're going to do this 8-week thing and like zap back to how you were years and years ago. That's like years of undoing and changing all these processes, and you're going to need to detox all this stuff out of your body. Just like develop healthy habits, and losing weight slower is actually better because it's more sustainable. Number 8 is prioritizing cardio over weights. I get the weight section can be scary. You see the men in there. I remember when I was at university and we'd like go to the gym and we're like, I'll just go on the treadmill for a bit because you don't really know what to do. So I definitely know what that's like. And it took me so long to even learn to do deadlifts, hip thrusts. I'm still even getting into that. I don't know how to set up the bar. I don't want people staring at me. I don't know where to find the cushioning for your hips for the hip thrust without people looking at me, like looking lost, walking around the gym. I just didn't know if I had the right posture and I didn't want to injure myself, or like the right form, I should say. So I get that it's really scary, but get help early on. It's better to lift with better form. Like I just started doing kettlebell circuits. So I'll do some sumo squats with the kettlebell, then I'll do some Romanian deadlifts with it, and then some proper squats with it. And I used to do circuits like that for years until I actually started increasing the weight. And then I would just start with the bar and I'd learn to do Romanian deadlifts just with the bar weight. And then I'd slowly add weight on. It's not embarrassing. And even I've gone to the gym before. I think I'd had a rest period when I broke my toe and I started off again doing really light because I had this big moon boot on, so my feet were actually a bit uneven, but I still wanted to work out. So I just did it really lightly just so I could just feel it and just get back into the motions. Like, don't worry what people are thinking of you, like, oh my God, she's not even lifting heavy or whatever. Just stay in your own lane, turn up your music and just focus on yourself. A lot of people also think they are going to look like a man from picking up dumbbells. So I always imagine like those huge woman bodybuilders that like they're obviously on performance enhancing drugs and they've been doing this for years. They're like, you don't get to that naturally. There are bodybuilding girls like myself included who are natural and who have like been consistent with it. A lot of us have done sport from a young age, so like we may get results quicker because our bodies adapt to the movements quicker. We are on track with our diets. So there are female bodybuilders who are natural, but you're not going to look like a man from like picking up the dumbbells or like doing a few weights. Like people work so hard for years and years and years to get to that point. So especially if you're at the start of your journey, like pick up the weights. I always turn it into a game at the gym as well. I just like, I look at the boys around there and I'm like, you know what? I want to be musclier than them. And I try to lift heavier than them. And I kind of turn it into a little game in my head. And it's just so funny. Another question I've been asked recently as well is, do you do cardio before or after weight? So always prioritize your strength training because that's what's going to build the muscle. That's what's going to get your results, and do cardio afterwards. So you can have as much energy as you can for the weights and strength training and then finish off with the cardio, the walking, the running, going on the bike or whatever. Number 9, not resting enough. People don't realize how productive rest actually is. I never used to realize that either in terms of my career, and I used to be such a workaholic. And even in terms of that kind of thing, when you actually have a day off to yourself, that's when you get the best ideas. So same kind of thing with your fitness routine. You can just be going hard for ages and ages, start to lose your motivation, not seeing as many results, not hitting as many personal bests. If you just have a little bit of a rest, have a couple of days off and let your body recover, you can go back strong the following week. Make sure you're prioritizing sleep. Make sure you're recovering if you're feeling unwell. Make sure you're de-stressing. Make sure you're having downtime. And make sure you're listening to your body as well. Number 10, expecting a magic pill with unsustainable diets. There's so much advice online as well. Like, oh my God, this morning smoothie made me lose all this weight. It's not the smoothie itself. Like, it was just like milk, rolled oats, protein powder, apple or something. Like, it's not this magic smoothie that's doing it. It's a calorie deficit, whatever you're doing in your life that's made the change, not like this magic thing. And so many people go on extreme diets. I used to work at a natural health store in Rockhampton, and so many ladies would come in and they're like, hey, what weight loss pills do you have? And I just, we've got to be a salesperson and got to recommend some stuff, but I just want to be like, diet and exercise consistently. But people don't want to hear that. Like, you can have drinks, like a little bit of caffeine can be beneficial, just to like keep you going and stuff, but like, there's no magic thing. It's work, and it's learning these healthy swaps, switching to whole foods. How can you make that crappy dessert with all this processing and additives, how can you make a whole foods version yourself at home that's actually gonna nourish and satisfy you? Are you buying your lunch out every day, or can you start packing your lunch more often? Are you going out for drinks with your friends all weekend and drinking a lot of alcohol, which is a lot of excess calories, and recovering the day after by buying McDonald's and laying in bed? Or can you just have one or two drinks and come home to a nice nourishing meal and go for a hike the next day, go lay at the beach or lay by a pool? Like, I used to go to the local lagoon and get like a little bit of a swim in. That's what's going to make you feel better instead of just like laying in bed absolutely dead. I do still have those days as well, if it's been like an extreme weekend, like at a bush dorf where you've been burning a lot of calories. But like, for a normal night out, so many people recover in the wrong way. And yes, we're young, yes, we like to party, I still go out all the time, I'm a DJ, but like, there's a right and wrong way to go about it. And in terms of dieting, that's what my Back to Your Roots 8-week program encompasses. It's like listening to your body. What signs and symptoms are you having at the moment? Like, ask yourself questions. Don't beat yourself up if you're having a craving for an unhealthy food. Ask yourself why. So I always like to bring it back to that and be being kinder to yourself and taking a holistic approach, looking at the outside picture of everything else around you in your life, not just like eat less calories, because it's so much more complex like that. How are you going to stay on track long term? So that is everything for this video. If you want to sign up for my program, head to the link below. If you're watching this after I've already launched it, then still head to the link. You can sign up to be on my email list as well. And don't forget to follow me on socials, because I'll be announcing the future ones there. So on Instagram, it's at Cassie Amber with 2 underscores. I've got a TikTok as well. I've also got my Plant Power podcast with lots of free information. So I know lots of you find that useful as well. Don't forget to check in there for new updated episodes. Thank you so much for watching, and subscribe to my channel if you want to see more weekly videos. Thank you, and I'll see you next week.